ESPN's Turon Davenport, talking Titans now on Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It is that time of the week. Time to welcome in our friend Turon Davenport to the program on our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Brought to you by ESPN Bet Sportsbook, TD, ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter, host of Talking with TD. TD, good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
Not a lot, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, TD, we've been kind of kicking this around all week, and I'm interested to hear your answer from the Titans' point of view. If you're the Titans and you're looking at DeAndre Hopkins and what he brought to the table last year, he'll be 32 this time next week. He's got 1 year left on the deal. How much interest would there be if you're Rand Carthon to trying to extend DeAndre Hopkins now? Or do you think the Titans would be better off waiting, seeing how this year goes, and then taking the risk that maybe he leaves in free agency after that? How do you view where the Hopkins part of this is in terms of his contract?
Yeah, I think it might be good to wait. You don't have to wait the full year, but maybe wait into the year and then get something done. I don't know what the rush is, right? You know, I don't know that I would be in a rush to go ahead and extend him. Obviously, there's interest in being here. You know, he loves Nashville. He seems to be very excited about Brian Callahan and what the offense is doing. So I think the interest is there, and you just kind of bring that along and see how the results come.
So, did he change his Instagram or not? You know, TD,
I've not kept up with his Instagram. I don't know.
Are you up to date on the Instas of these guys?
I don't recall seeing a bunch of Titan stuff as far as like in his caption or profile explanation or anything like that. I admittedly don't stalk their social media. You know
good.
What I mean? But obviously there isn't a concern or anything like that. He's not unhappy or anything like that. I mean, he posts videos of him working out and, you know, him at minicamp or OTAs rather. Okay, he missed last week. He missed it. So what? I mean, it's. I think sometimes a lot is made about something that really isn't significant at all, and that's what happened recently.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, and of course, this time of year, a lot is made of a lot of things that aren't significant. I mean, you know, it is amazing with the NFL and spring stuff, you know, some of the reactions to things and overreactions to things. But so far from what you've seen out there, TD, what are you seeing, if anything, that is making you raise your eyebrow a little bit or making you think, okay, that could mean something next season?
Yeah, I think, you know, what I'm seeing is this defense. You know, I really like, and obviously we haven't even seen Snead out there. We haven't seen Jeffrey Simmons out there, but, you know, I do like what's going on in the secondary. I like the way that the cornerbacks are playing, and I'm not just talking about Chido Bealuze and Roger McCreary. There are other guys who, you know, Caleb Farley, you see these guys right up on the line of scrimmage. There's a big difference. You're not seeing, you know, them line up off the ball and just give these receivers a free release. I like seeing that because that's something that has been an issue, as we all know, over the last few years. So that's something. I'm seeing this offensive line get really well coached. And, man, Daniel Brunskill, Peter Skoronski, J.C. Latham has come in. And you wouldn't think, if you didn't know that he was a rookie, you wouldn't think he was, because, I mean, you see him kind of like coaching other guys through the drills. You see him being very vocal and encouraging guys. You know, that's something, wow, it's like, man, he really settled in immediately, and you could tell he's someone that kind of been there and done that. So you have that. I think you look at the running back situation, you know, that's pretty interesting, seeing Tajay Spears and Tony Pollard. But then you look at Calvin Ridley, and, you know, I was talking to him after practice on Wednesday, and I was like, man, I knew you were a good route runner, but I never knew, like, seeing you in person, like, very sudden. Like, I didn't realize how sudden you are with your routes and how smooth and quick in and out the breaks and those types of things. So those are a few things that I've seen.
TD, you brought up Farley. I'm just curious, from your perspective, what have you noticed from him? What have you seen from Caleb Farley in the limited time that they've been on the field?
I mean, listen, I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, you know, everybody should be excited he's going to be a starter or anything like that. I think just seeing him out on the field consistently and able to move. Now, he's, you know, he hasn't made any plays where you're like, oh, wow, this guy. But I think I've just seen him out there and involved, and I think that right there is progress.
So when it comes to the receiving core, TD, like you said, you know, Calvin, obviously, I think he's going to be a big difference maker. Boy, do we know he can play. I mean, that's a heck of a deal for the Titans. There has been a lot of tension around Treylon Burks. I mean, it's almost to me it's crazy how much talk there has been about Treylon Burks, but he is a former first-round pick, and the future, there's still all these questions about him. I'm not going to ask you, what you've seen because, you know, we saw him play great in camp last year and it didn't translate to anything, but do you think that even, the system change or having, you know, another really good receiver like Ridley and Boyd here could help him push himself forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think this system would be – helpful to any receiver just because it's different, right? And it's one that you've seen have success in the passing game over the last 5 years or so. And obviously, you know, it's not that tough to do so when you got Joe Burrow and Jamar Chase and Higgins and Boyd, you know, in the mix. But I think it is one that's going to showcase any receiver better. I think when you look at Treylon Burks and just having the guys there in the mix, you look after a lot of plays. I mean, Tyler Boyd is telling him different things. You know, I was watching him on Wednesday during one of the install periods, and Boyd is telling him, hey, you know, this is how you settle into a window and you know, just different things like that. So that's going to help him. And then the competition, you know, Treylon, I asked him about that. You know, he said it definitely amps him up, right? And that's something. And then also you look at just the way things are going to work when they go against other teams and he's in the game with those other guys on the field. He's not going to draw the top defender, right? So the quality or the level of defender that he's going against is going down slightly. So that should help him as well. I think he just has to stay healthy. That's the main thing. He has to stay healthy.
So, TD, Arden Key the other day was talking about Denard Wilson and the defensive staff and the corrections that they make on the field. And Kuharski followed up with a question of, you know, last year, I mean, did you guys move on maybe without making some corrections was essentially what Kuharski was getting at, and in a way that only Arden Key can. Hell yeah, you sure did sometimes. What did you make of the Arden Key's answer that obviously made its rounds on Titans Twitter the other day?
You know, that was pretty telling, and it was something where you see that and you say, okay, I could understand now why some of the same mistakes kept happening over and over and over again, right? How many times did you see a miscommunication in the secondary, right? So now you can kind of understand that, and I think it's surprising because I would have taken Mike Vrabel for someone that would, you know, definitely – make sure that those types of things were buttoned up. So I was really surprised by that.
Yeah, I mean, it's still hard for me to all of a sudden think like Vrabel and Shane Bowen are just terrible coaches, but you know,
right?
But I know how that goes. The last coach, last GM, you know, everything's on them, and you know, the new era is very exciting and all that. But by the way, apparently, toxic positivity is an issue with the Titans. I don't know if you knew that, TD, if you got into that with Jared, but toxic positivity, too much positivity. Are you sensing too much positivity around the Titans?
Toxic positivity. Well, I'll give you another phrase, a saying to kind of counter that. Arrogant ignorance. I think it's getting to a point where I don't know. Listen, I'll just leave it alone.
That's a good term, though.
Positivity is. I don't know what is wrong with feeling good about what you're doing. No comment.
Arrogant ignorance.
I like
that's
it.
I mean, I'm stealing that.
That's good stuff. TD, great stuff, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. Hope you have a great weekend. And tell us about our friends at ESPN Bet Sportsbook.
Oh, yeah, you already know, man. ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the huge sports moments this spring. And now this summer, it's the exclusive sports book of ESPN, and it has it all, including offers and promotions from Scott Van Pelt and Stephen A. Smith. From the playoff intensity to getting on the links and out on the ballpark, there's no better time to be a sports fan than right now. You know, as a new user, you get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. So download ESPN Bet today. What a play. You must be 21 or older and in Tennessee. For problem gambling support, call or text the TN Red Line at 800-889-9789. Terms and conditions apply. See the app for details.
We'll react to what TD had to say. Take your thoughts on the Titans on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.